I'm working with a really talented person who is driving me crazy. They usually deliver, but I can't count on when or how.
It's much easier to see when someone is just too much trouble. It's more confusing when your perspective is mixed and you feel hopeful but vaguely uneasy about someone you're counting on.
There's a tool you might find helpful to get quick clarity. It's called the Talent Trouble Matrix. There are two kinds of people that we want to work with: medium talent, low trouble, and high talent, medium trouble. High talent people are always at least medium trouble. That's part of the package. Bottom line, no matter how talented you are, you always want to keep your talent level slightly ahead of your trouble.
Think about getting a glass of water. If you choose a tall glass and fill it just a third full, it's pretty inefficient to keep returning for multiple fill-ups. If you fill it to the brim, you're likely to spill and make a mess. Ideally, you fill the glass high enough to get the most in, with enough of a gap at the top so you don't slosh over the edge.
It's the same with talent and trouble. It's about getting the right proportion. Lots of talent and little trouble may mean you're underutilized. Trouble that matches and exceeds talent regularly creates messes that others have to rush in and sop up. When we're at our best, people see us as showing up with more talent than trouble.
Think about professional sports teams. They look for the best ratio of talent and trouble in their athletes. Just last week, I heard about another sports star who had performed strongly while acting out off the field. After years of their talent and trouble competing, trouble won, the career is over.
The stakes can be just as high in the workplace. The Talent Trouble Matrix brings quick clarity and a path forward to harness trouble and unleash talent in your organization. Let's look at talent trouble and the danger zones, how the matrix works, and some talent and trouble combinations, some guiding principles, and cut-through coaching strategies.